Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Government tables Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing in Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Bangkok on a two-day visit to Thailand to attend 6th BIMSTEC Summit and hold talks with his Thai counterpart Pai Tong Tan Shinawat. Supreme Court dismisses over 25,000 teachers appointed by West Bengal government, citing irregularities and corruption. India to analyze and assess the impact of 26% reciprocal tariff imposed by US, says Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And now the news in detail. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill is intended to make the Waqf board more inclusive, having representation from different Muslim sects for better Waqf governance and decision-making. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. Rejecting the opposition's allegations, he said, only Muslim can get the benefit of Waqf, and it is not correct that any non-Muslim will interfere in the management of Waqf properties. He highlighted that the bill is intended to ensure better management of Waqf properties and not to interfere in the religious practice of Muslims. The minister also highlighted that the Waqf boards will have representations of all different sects of Muslim and women to make it inclusive.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको decision making का body में जगह मिलना चाहिए, इसलिए सबको empowerment कर रहे हैं. एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा, डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा, लाइव होगा. वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी का कंटिन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन, ट्रैकिंग, कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है.
वी हैव आवर कॉरेस्पोंडेंट भूपेंद्र लाइव फ्रॉम द पार्लियामेंट. Bhupendra, what latest updates do you have for our listeners from the Parliament?
Well, Anuja, Rajya Sabha is having discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 after it was passed by the Lok Sabha last night. And moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju highlighted several provisions and importance of the bill, saying that the bill will make the management of Waqf properties more inclusive and transparent. Currently, Nasir Hussain of Congress is speaking on the bill. He said this bill is intended to spread misinformation. Anuja, the House is scheduled to have a detailed discussion on this landmark legislation till late evening, like we witnessed in the Lok Sabha last night, which held around 12 hours discussion on the important bill. And prominent leaders from both government and opposition sides expressed their views. In the House, a statutory resolution to confirm the imposition of the president rule in Manipur is also listed for adoption. And at the Parliament House complex, DMK MPs were seen wearing black cloth in protest against Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 passed by the Lok Sabha last night. While in the Lok Sabha, it is taking 0 hour, and later the House is scheduled to take up the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, to regulate coastal shipping, promote coasting trade, and encourage domestic participation. And the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Object Bill 2025 is also listed in the business of the Lok Sabha today. And earlier, both Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha took up question hour, and several important oral and written questions were answered by the government. Back to you, Anuja.
Yes, thank you so much, Bhupendra, for that update. On the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, Union Minister and LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan has accused the opposition leaders of spreading lies on the bill, saying that this bill is against Muslims. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Paswan said the bill is pro-poor Muslim and women. He said the systems will be made transparent through this bill.
सिस्टम को अगर ट्रांसपेरेंट बनाया जा रहा है और सशक्त बनाया जा रहा है प्रो पुअर मुसलमान बनाया जा रहा है महिलाओं को इसमें इंक्लूड किया जा रहा है तो ऐसे में चिंता आपको क्यों हो रही है पर चिंता उन लोगों की स्वाभाविक है जो इसके ठेकेदार बने हुए हैं जिन्होंने इसको भ्रष्टाचार का अड्डा बना के रखा हुआ है जब उनके हाथ से चीजें जाकर गरीब मुसलमानों में बटेंगी तो स्वाभाविक है कि ये लोग चिंतित होंगे और इसीलिए इन लोगों ने एक डर का माहौल बनाया.
Prominent leaders across the nation have welcomed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 after it was passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday. The experts, ranging from legal domain to intellectual groups, have extended their support, saying the bill will solve reported issues of corruption, misgovernance and a lack of judicial oversight afflicting the central and the state Waqf boards. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, legal expert and former chairman of Karnataka State Minorities Commission, Anwar Manipare, said that loose rules and regulations have festered unchecked embezzlements. He added that the bill has empowered people to approach the high courts over any dispute on the verdicts of the Waqf board.
Strong laws are set up to protect the Waqf property for the benefit of Muslims alone. And whatever that comes now, the amendment, that's not, nobody can restrict it. There's always court, everything is there. Amendment is not banning Muslims from going to the court. It's only trying to protect, and which is very much needed.
Meanwhile, President of All India Pasmanda Muslim Mahaz, Shariq Adib, said the bill will bring the much-needed transparency into the management and governance of the Waqf board, bringing down corruption in its functioning.
Waqf kahin nahi ja raha, Waqf mehfooz tha, mehfooz hai aur mehfooz rahega, musalmanon ke haath mein rahega, bas usme jo galtiyan hain, mismanagement hai, wo sahi hoga aur government of India ki koshish hai jo pasmanda musalman hain, unko unki hissedari mile, agar koi government bewa ko, gareeb bachcho ko aur miskeenon ko, nadaron ko aur pasmanda musalmanon ko unka haq aur huquq dene ki baat karti hai, to isme itni ghabrane ki baat kya, bas ye hai kuch logon ke paas mein ye puri power thi, ab wo chali jayegi, isliye log hangama kar rahe hain.
Opposition members in the Rajya Sabha today staged a walkout from the House, protesting over the land grab allegation made by the BJP MP, Anurag Thakur, against the leader of opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge. When the upper house met this morning, Mr. Kharge said a wild allegation has been made by the BJP leader against him, which has damaged his reputation. He demanded an apology from Mr. Thakur over the comments made by him in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the House is not a place for free fall of information and one cannot damage the reputation earned after decades. He said anything which has been expunged in the House should never get traction. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Bangkok, Thailand today to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit. He was received by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport Surya Yungrung Ryankit at the airport. This will be the Prime Minister's third visit to Thailand after 2019 and 2016. Upon arrival, Mr. Modi in a social media post said that he looks forward to participating in the upcoming official engagements and strengthening the bonds of cooperation between India and Thailand. During his two-day state visit, Prime Minister Modi is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pan Tong Tan Shinawat, at Bangkok this evening. They will review the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discuss ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchange views on regional and multilateral issues. They will also witness the signing of several bilateral documents. The theme of the 6th BIMSTEC summit to be held tomorrow is BIMSTEC: Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of the BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to have an audience with King Rama X and the Queen of Thailand. More from our correspondent.
India and Thailand have historically warm bilateral relations, shared civilizational, cultural and religious bonds. Thailand is India's maritime neighbor, a valuable partner in the Act East policy and vision for the Indo-Pacific, and a highly valued partner in BIMSTEC. Bilateral trade is almost $15 billion, with India's exports to Thailand at around $5 billion and imports from Thailand at around $10 billion. India's focus on BIMSTEC is on institution and capacity building, strengthening security and increasing connectivity. A number of agreements and declarations are likely to be concluded at the summit. Suparna Saikia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today urged the BIMSTEC member nations to approach the organization from a more ambitious perspective given the uncertainty and volatility in the current global order. Addressing the 20th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, Dr. Jaishankar said the new order is intrinsically more regional and agenda-specific. He highlighted that BIMSTEC represents the trifecta of India's three crucial initiatives, the Act East policy, the neighborhood-first approach, and the Mahasagar outlook, while also being the pathway to the nation's Indo-Pacific commitment. The Supreme Court today upheld the Calcutta High Court verdict invalidating the appointment of more than 25,000 teachers and other staff in West Bengal schools. The top court said the entire selection process is vitiated by manipulation and fraud and its credibility and legitimacy denuded. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar said a fresh selection process to be completed in West Bengal schools within 3 months. The process can also have relaxations for untainted candidates. The court made the relaxation for the disabled employees on humanitarian grounds, saying they would remain in the job. The plea challenging the Calcutta High Court order for a Central Bureau of Investigation probe in the recruitment row will be heard tomorrow. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary has said that India will analyze and assess the impact of the decision by the US government after President Donald Trump announced a 26% reciprocal tariff for several countries, including India. He added that the government will determine how to deal with it accordingly. Mr. Chaudhary said this while interacting with the media after attending the inaugural session of the first International Pension Research Conference in New Delhi. The minister said that for Donald Trump, it is US first, and for Prime Minister Modi, it is India first.
देखिए यूएस का काम है उनका अमेरिका फर्स्ट है ट्रंप साहब का तो मोदी जी के लिए इंडिया फर्स्ट है अब उसकी हम लोग समीक्षा करेंगे फिर क्या उसका असर पड़ेगा कैसे उससे निपटना देखेंगे.
The Finance Ministry has notified an amendment to the Government Savings Promotion General's Rules 2018 to remove any charges for the updation of nominees for public provident fund accounts. Sharing the information in the social media post today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the necessary changes have been made in the Government Savings Promotion General Rules 2018 through a gazette notification issued yesterday. On to sports. In IPL T20 cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens, Kolkata today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Gujarat Titans defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 8 wickets in Bengaluru. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in the afternoon trade today, weighed down by information technology pack and auto sectors following US President Donald Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariff. The 30-share BSE Sensex dropped 291 points to 76,326 and the NSE Nifty 50 lost 69 points to 23,264 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government tables Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing in Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Bangkok on a 2-day visit to Thailand to attend 6th BIMSTEC Summit and hold talks with his Thai counterpart Pai Tong Tan Shinawatra. Supreme Court dismisses over 25,000 teachers appointed by West Bengal government, citing irregularities and corruption. India to analyze and assess the impact of 26% reciprocal tariff imposed by US, says Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.